John, you bring up a good point. Good morning, everybody. 97.1. It's a football Friday. It's Lions and Packers. It's America's game of the week.
Yeah, the point is, I thought we had somebody on the show that was a reformed Lions fan or a reformed Packer fan, yet it's Packer Island.
The only member of the show to pick against the Lions this week is former, air quotes, Packer fan,
yeah.
Greg Hargrave.
Bleeding green and yellow.
One is allowed to pick against the Lions.
I'm not aware of that, because anytime I pick against them, I'm like run through the muck.
That is true.
But you say it
unfairly so, by the way.
I don't know. You say it in a more negative tone.
So I should pick against them with a smile?
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. How many times do I have to tell you this? Something that your mom and dad should have taught you as a youngster.
Thank you. I'll work on it.
Maybe that's why nobody comes to your house trick-or-treating. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
This is a day of introspection. Yes. 248-539-9797. We have given our picks. Clearly the floor is yours to weigh in, but let's talk more about this game, John. The level of confidence. You heard me. I was going back and forth on this one. This is not a gimme in my mind.
Oh, there's no question. It's not a gimme. First of all, it's a division opponent, and we've seen division opponents that are terrible, aka Cleveland, jump up and beat a team that most people believe is much better than them. Cleveland has no Super Bowl aspirations, yet Baltimore does. So how do you explain them going to Cleveland and losing? It's a division opponent. You're more familiar with your division opponents because you face them twice every year. You build your team to win a Super Bowl, but you've got to win in division because there are going to be six of your scheduled games every single year against division opponents. So you also build your team to beat division opponents. And whether it's the Thanksgiving game, and we saw what Jordan Love did last year, there's a lot of factors that play into this. Yes, the Lions are at risk. I do believe the Lions ultimately win, and I do believe it's going to be more than the 2.5 of which they're favored.
It's why I said it more than a field goal and you're the home side, and it does feel kind of coin flippy. Ultimately, I lean on the Lions' healthy offensive line, okay? Because we look at the weather and we know that could mean problems for Jared Goff, but I think fully healthy O-line, fully healthy backfield, just ride David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs all the way to the finish line.
I'm curious to what our listeners think about the weather, because I did not look at the weather as a factor until you brought it up this morning. I usually wake up that day and think, okay, what's the weather going to be? And what's it going to be in Lambeau? Or what's it going to be, it won't matter what it is in Houston next week. And we haven't had that issue, which is probably why I didn't even think about looking up the weather. Even though Dan Campbell, when we asked, what's the most important thing to get your team ready? This was his answer. Shoes are going to be a big part of it. And it's going to be... If it's raining, and you said, what is it, 98% chance of wind and rain?
Yeah, weather.com today, 98% rain on Sunday, 15-mile-an-hour winds. Not optimal for any quarterback, and we know Jared Goff is not ideal outdoors.
Except 2 years ago, he went on the very last game of the year.
There it is. Tiny hands.
And won in Lambeau when it was cold. And even at that point, like they knew winning that game, it was a statement game, but it didn't matter in making the playoffs. That had already been settled. Last year, was it week 3? They went to Lambeau, it's a night game, and beat them in their territory. So it's 2 in a row. And now all of a sudden they're going to Lambeau. It's their first outdoor game. There's going to be weather. It's going to rain. It's going to be windy. And I still think that Jared Goff, here's why I think Jared Goff is going to excel in this game. First of all, he's not going to be asked to do a lot. We know that the deep threat is going to be sitting in Allen Park. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at the rest of the offense. He is built to, as we saw last week, I'm going to take what's there. I'm going to be smart in what I'm doing. Unlike the first couple of games, and I know that's part of the resume this year, he is going to take what is available to him. I love the fact that Jared Goff is going to get to the line of scrimmage. He's going to put the team in the best possible play available. He has the right and the ability to check out of things that, one, the defense dictates it isn't going to be successful, but also when he gets up there and says, you know what, defense, maybe it will be, maybe it won't. Maybe this is one where we just want to take a shot, but he has the ability to hit Gibbs out of the backfield. He has the ability to hit Khalif Raymond on some short routes. When you look at the receiving group, all of those guys, very reliable hands, very reliable at running good routes, and if they're wearing the right shoes, should find a way to get open. But it's the running game. It's what you talked about in the picks. It's the offensive line. This is an offensive line that is technically sound. When they are successful, and we saw it in the overtime drive against the Rams, when you play with good technique as an offensive line, weather is much less of a factor because you have a good base, you're taking good steps, your shoulders are square, you're not off balance. And when you get off balance, that's when you start to slip. This is an offensive line that plays with good technique and can be very successful in weather conditions that are projected for this game.
So what's your mood for this matchup? Will they win this football game? I think this was one of those circled before the season losses, yet the Lions are favored in this spot. The weather part of this, just another note on it. They have won two in a row at Lambeau. Last year was early in the season. There was no weather consideration at all. Lions fans also took over that stadium and kind of made it a home game. The other outdoor game you're referencing was cold, end of the season, final game 2 years ago. Jared Goff didn't throw a touchdown. It was a lot of short stuff. They won the game 20-16. I worry if that's the Goff you get and he's just okay, but Jordan Love has time to throw. Is this the game that the combo of weather plus no pass rush comes back to bite the Lions? And in terms of how Green Bay wants to play defense, John, they want to play single high safety. They want to get that other safety in the box. Doesn't that help them in a matchup where Detroit's going to be throwing shallow, short routes and relying on the run game? In some ways, Green Bay may have the ideal formula to pull off what would be an upset here.
Yeah. Well, there's a formula there for it, and you could make that argument either way. But I think with Josh Jacobs being questionable, even Jordan Love is questionable.
I think they'll both play.
I think they'll both play, but with Jordan Love and a groin issue, all of a sudden things are a little bit slippery. It takes one slip, and all of a sudden, out.
Malik Wilson. Who do you want to play, by the way?
I don't care. I don't care who it is. And I say that because of the weather. Like, if Malik Willis does come in, a large part of his game is being mobile, being able to cut, being able to move around in the pocket. They call a lot of quarterback runs with him. And the one thing that we know about the Lions defense is they're good against the run. Now, transitioning to the pass rush, that's a different issue.
Well, and that's the thing. If Malik Willis is in the game and it's unexpected and he gets outside the pocket, could he steal a first down? I mean, in some ways, it doesn't matter.
Or he could slip and fall.
Or he could. In some ways, it's going to allow you to judge this D-line one of two ways. If it's Jordan Love, he can also move, but you're going to get the best QB you've faced in this post-Aiden era to truly judge how big a deal is it that you don't have Aiden Hutchinson or reinforcements yet. You'll get a true evaluation snapshot right before the trade deadline. And if for some reason it's not Love, either a setback in injuries during the week or during the game, Malik Willis will also challenge a bunch of practice squad guys on the edge and force a real evaluation and maybe more of an urgency from Brad Holmes.
I also think Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
He's going to be a factor in this game, as he has been. Number one target for Jordan Love, a lot of his catches are acrobatic. He's very good at the 50-50 ball. He's very good down the field, diving catches, sliding catches, one-hand grabs, all of those things could be minimized because of the weather.
Ticket text coming in. Lions, Packers, thoughts on the matchup this week. We haven't spent time on it. It's finally Friday. We should get into it more. Texter says, Cookies, the crummy weather in Green Bay means Sonic and Knuckles will dominate. Jordan Love isn't going to make it happen, even if he's healthy. Lions win. Lions run it 35 times, win it 20-12 from another unnamed texter. I think the rain presents a problem for the Packers because I wouldn't want to play in a slippery field if I'm nursing a groin injury, a point that we had briefly made.
Yeah.
And another one says, Love's injury could get aggravated on a slippery field.
It could also limit their play selection. Matt LaFleur is really good offensive mind, and I think one of the best coaches in the NFL. I don't know how you could say he's not when, all right, Jordan Love is your high-priced quarterback, yet Malik Willis is undefeated. Like, that is in and of itself. You're able to win with your backup quarterback because we've all said, hey, if you lose your quarterback, you're done. Very few teams have the ability to stem the tide. He has come in, and he was there, 10 days before the opener? And has been able to manufacture wins. So I think Matt LaFleur is a terrific play caller. He also knows the limitations of his players. If he believes their best option is for Jordan Love to be on the field, he's probably, with the weather, with the groin, going to limit his opportunities to be mobile in the pocket.
So less boots, limits, less rollouts.
Yeah. Which limits their offense.
It does, because they are a West Coast offense, right? They want to use bunch formations. They want to move the quarterback. They want to outside zone run and then boot off of it.
Yeah.
If they don't have some of it. Yeah. I'm curious who the weather favors more in this game. 248-539-9797. I know we've talked a lot about Jared Goff. And it's
well, the weather doesn't affect him. Well, the weather may affect him as a passer, definitely not as a runner.
Right. Well, I don't know. We've seen Jared Goff show off the wheels this season.
He's not running fast enough to slip.
No.
Brakes won't be an issue.
No hydroplaning for Jared Goff. Not going fast enough for those to really kick in. But this is the first road weather game of the season. And we keep saying it because we don't even really realize how unique this is. It's November, and they're finally playing an outdoor game. And it just so happens to coincide with rain. And it's going to get dark, and it may get a little cold, and the wind's going to be whipping. And if Jared Goff can't make some of those throws, it does open the door for a Green Bay team. If they can be stout against the run, if they can come up with a key stop on a third down to really make you sweat this one out.
And here's the thing, too. It's whenever you have weather involved, you're trying to figure out what are the different touch points of the football and when can things be an issue. Josh Myers, their center, questionable. I think he'll play. And I'm not really sure what his injury is, but do you trust him as much, whether it's shotgun or under center, to get the ball from A to B? I trust Frank Ragnow in these situations as a guy that we've seen do it multiple times in multiple, you know, bad weather situations, get the ball from A to B, whether it's shotgun or the regular CQ exchange. And so that's one touch point. It's being able to hand the ball off. And I know that we all can never forget the fumble by Jahmyr Gibbs in the NFC Championship game, but he has been very reliable at possessing the football. David Montgomery had the fumble against Minnesota, but he has also been very reliable at carrying the football. Who would you rather have the ball in their hands in any situation than Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yeah,
like I just trust the Lions' ball handlers much better, along with I don't think it's even close, a much better offensive line. So if you're limited at throwing the ball, you have an offensive line that can drive you off the ball, that's going to play with good technique. I've already talked about that situation. And you're handing the ball off to two guys that are one, really good at running the football, but really good at protecting the ball as well.
And I like what the Lions have been doing defensively, trying to knock the ball out. Like, it's clearly a focus for this team. You have Jordan Love, who's thrown a ton of picks, and you have a Lions team that wants to get the ball out from runners. So, I mean, there's a chance that a key turnover does swing this the way of the Detroit Lions. Listen, the spread's 2.5 points. The game's expected to be tight. This is a division showcase. And, John, it feels like if the Lions win this game, they're looking in the rearview mirror, trying to leave everybody in the dust. I mean, this could be a game that cements them as the NFC North winners, right?
Yeah. I mean, this game will do a lot for so many people for the Detroit Lions. Now, the trade deadline, pass rush, I don't think it's going to affect any of that. I don't know that the edge for, certainly not a positive for rushing the quarterback. If you're trying to, you know, bend around the edge, James Houston, it's not going to be a good day or an easy rush for him. But when you think about all of the different factors involved, Jared Goff, this is a statement game for him. Lamar Jackson coming off a loss. If you're talking about the MVP race, going on the road, getting a win like this, he did it against Minnesota, division opponent. And there are certain wins that just mean more. Minnesota will be one, especially with the drive at the end of the game to set up a field goal, game-winning field goal. That's a check in the positive column for Goff. This is another one where he may not have great statistics, but it's about how do you generate the offense as the guy on the field that's going to touch the ball in every single play. Jared Goff will dictate a win or a loss in this game.
So think about it. If the Lions win, they've gone on the road and beaten two teams in division. They're 2-0, and they've got games in hand in addition to the head-to-head.
Yeah.
If they were to go .500 in the division the rest of the way, they would go 4-2. Like, that's how big a deal a win is on Sunday. And it goes the other way. If Green Bay wins, Detroit drops from 6-1 to 6-2. Green Bay goes to 7-2. Green Bay has the head-to-head. Green Bay is the first-place team in this division. And all of a sudden, as well as the Lions have played all season, for as much as we've thumped our chest and Victory Monday and Dan Campbell locker room speech, we'll be in second place. That's how big this football game is.
Well, and you talk about number one seed. Now, I don't know how the tiebreaker works between the Commanders and Green Bay. Depending on what the Commanders do this weekend. But if you're talking number one seed, you want to get a game advantage on the Packers. Because if you lose, you're out of the number one seed as of now.
These games decide the division. Yeah. I mean, I know it's only November, but a win here puts you so... It's a separation Sunday. It puts you ahead with tiebreakers. I already thought they were going to win the division, but it would really feel like they're kicking up their heels a little bit here with a chance to run away with it. And we want them to, because you are also chasing that one seed overall in the NFC.
Yeah, and it puts you in a bind. Because if they win this one, the 14-3 bus is leaving the station on Monday.
I'll be running with my bags packed.
One last opportunity.
And we have the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday.
That's why the bus is leaving on Monday.
That feels a little unfair. Ticket Texture says the weather in Green Bay means Sonic and Knuckles going to have a ton of touches. 31-17 win. That's from Braylon and Fenton. Talking to my buddies, our lack of pass rush will catch up with us. We'll lose this game by more than a touchdown, two possessions. I've even placed an alternate spread, Packers -7.5, to put my money where my mouth is. Text ends with, I don't want to be right, I just have a bad feeling about Sunday.
Oh, I don't like those feelings.
Last time these two teams played, Rashawn Gary ate Decker's lunch, and Decker has been shaky lately. That will be the difference. Packers win.
You know, part of pass protection is when you have a rusher like Rashawn Gary, who is he's not the guy that you're necessarily worried about beating you around the edge, but if you remove that factor, because he can't bend, can't dip his shoulder, can't get around the edge because of a slip and fall, and you're simply focused on a bull rush or something on the inside, I actually think that the weather will work in the favor of Taylor Decker.
You know, last year's matchups, I'm curious of how those figure into this year's, because I think the Lions went into Lambeau and embarrassed them last year. And my takeaway was it was the trenches. It was the offensive line.
Yep.
They physically manhandled the Packers. And Green Bay responded on Thanksgiving big time. And I thought Green Bay physically manhandled the Lions for a large portion of that game. It goes back to basics in football, man. But just, no, you can get away with maybe one turnover, but in the weather, you got to play a clean game. And you got to win the offensive line battle. Mm-hmm. Especially the Lions do. The Lions, because I think Green Bay might win it the other way, you know, in terms of like their offensive line as well. But it is about the Lions' offensive line physically dominating this game and running the football with two running backs. It might be the best tandem in the league.
Well, and I think it's a good point by the ticket texter, though, in the sense that the offensive line, you're only as good as your weakest link, right? You work in concert together, and I'm not telling you Decker is the weakest link, but if his matchup is the problem matchup, the left tackle, the blind spot, it's already rainy, it's already windy, you get hit when you don't expect it, you got to throw it early, or you don't get the throw off at all, and the ball's on the turf. That's the worst version of the Lions. When the line breaks down and Jared Goff regresses, and you're staring up at a game where you're trailing, and maybe you can't lean on the ground game. So the offensive line is always critically important, but I think especially in this game.
And as a former offensive lineman looking at this, I already talked about how I would approach it like Taylor Decker in regards to, okay, what's the playbook on Rashawn Gary? What's the playbook on those that I'm going to be pass protecting against? And if I can, not that you don't want to be ready for a speed rush, but if I can eliminate the chances, go way down of getting that, and I can set in different ways. But when you're talking about coming off this Tennessee game, what's the one question mark or the one, I don't want to say, the one thing that would hold you back as an offensive lineman of really enjoying a big time win? They all did.
Four sacks allowed.
Four sacks.
Yeah.
This is a matter of pride. This is a chance to come back and say, you know what? Hey, we are the best offensive line. We are. And I guarantee you, Hank is talking to these guys right now about making a statement in this game.